the Cannabis Cup's very popular. About 40,000 people come to it, and it's kind of a free-for-all, a real free-for-all. People give away, there was a truck last year that gave away cannabis-infused sandwiches. People get free samples. They get, you know, all this stuff thrown at them. It's just this giant collection of craziness. And it probably skirts the law in a few places. And this year, the Marijuana Enforcement Division has said that there you won't be able to get free samples. There'll be no free samples. You won't be able to buy anything there, buy any marijuana there. And people can bring their own, and they can share their own. It's a place where it can be consumed, but no longer is the incentive there for many of those 40,000 people, which was a chance to get to sample all the different kinds of marijuana, everything that's available all at one time and for one price.
So are you expecting much smaller crowds this year?
You know, that's an interesting thing. I don't know. I don't know how many people have already bought their tickets. Perhaps if they've already bought their tickets, they're going to go ahead and go anyway. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of, I'm sure it's going to be fairly crazy no matter what. But I think that in the future, this is an event put on by High Times Magazine. Snoop Dogg is going to perform, and all these people are going to, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. They only have these in a few places. And I think that something like this might cause an adverse effect on future ones. So I don't know how that'll go with the crowds. Boy, the crowds last year were just crazy. So we'll see. But that's definitely a change in the way that they're going to operate the Cannabis Cup. So have fun out there, you know, this weekend.
Well, there's some more sobering discussion in your column this week as well. There was a recent suicide of a young man who was skiing at Keystone Ski Resort in Colorado. He's from out of town. He was from Oklahoma, and he committed suicide. He shot himself, and there was some evidence that he had possibly consumed some edible marijuana in advance of that. So now our investigators looking to the connection between edible marijuana and his suicide?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't been able to ask anybody that exactly. I was going more on, I was looking at the news stories around it. And there were news stories that went all around the world about this, of course, because it's about marijuana and it's about a death. And most of the stories concentrated definitely on the fact that he had consumed marijuana, and that was basically because his cousin had said that they had went out and bought marijuana and come back. And but some of the headlines and some of the stories didn't really mention the gun. And I think that we have to take that into consideration too. You know, I read the same story over and over 20 or 30 times, and that was not really the connection was that it was marijuana. And his mother said on television that it was definitely the marijuana that did it, that he had no problems. But I hesitate to see, you know, and then, of course, the connection goes that this is the fault of legalization. And I hesitate to go that far. And I wonder, you know, right now the state legislature is working on how to make marijuana not look like other food. And I think about a situation like this. It was a person who was of age who walked into a store. It was definitely on the label.
I believe they were gummy bears.
Gummy bears or something. I don't want to speculate because the toxicology reports are not back. But that that he had taken this, and I just wonder about why we always, if something bad happens, marijuana is to blame. And you know, maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know, but I still wonder about that, and I also wonder about people carrying guns around while they're on vacation. You know, that's got to be at least part of it, at least part of it.
You can read about that and more in this week's Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly, and you can hear Leland Rucker here Thursday mornings. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.